There you go, a little gale storm there. Did that sound like we were on a train? That's right. Hey, I'm going to play another one. We're not actually talking to Duke Joint Johnny, but I thought we might play his music. You know, we've got music from all the artists. He actually, Duke Joint Johnny, where is he playing? And then I'm going to play his song for you. And then after we have our word from our sponsors, we'll be ready to roll with artists and music, all these good things right here on WCRS for the upcoming Blues Cruise and Festival of Discovery. So let's see, what do we got here? Well, she's got papers, that's what it says. Let's check it out.
She got paper. She got paper. She got paper, man. She got paper for me. One big difference, baby, between you and my wife. One big reason, honey, there could be some trouble tonight. She got paper. She got paper. She got paper. She got paper for me. A little band of silver. A little band of gold. A visit to her family. Put me in a stranglehold. She got paper. She got paper. Paper. Oh yeah, she got papers on me. Call me a doctor, a lawyer. Yes, and all around. I seen by tomorrow morning, honey, gonna be a man. There ain't nothing, baby, that I'd ever do than come around your back door, love of mine.
A little Juke Joint Johnny and the Hurricanes. Do you know who makes up that group? Well, it's Juke Joint Johnny on the harmonica, Shrimp City Slim, a.k.a. Gary Irwin on the keyboard and vocals, John Clampchop Etheridge on the drums and vocals, Robert Lighthouse on the guitar and vocals. We're actually going to be talking to Robert Lighthouse this afternoon, and of course Friday afternoon on the show we'll have the one and only Shrimp City Slim, so we'll hear parts of that group, and we'll learn more about that group when we talk to Gary on Friday. But right now, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors and get ready for Bill Howlin' Mad Perry. Don't you go away.
Gold, gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. Well, Bill Howell Mad Perry is on the phone, and so is his daughter, Shay. Is that right, Shaw?
It's Shy, but that's fine.
Shy. Okay, you don't sound too shy to me.
Oh, not at all. I love being on stage.
Well, that sounds great. Well, listen, y'all are from Mississippi?
Yes, a little place called Abbeville.
Well, you know, we've got an Abbeville, we say Abbeville, South Carolina.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in fact, you'll be about, I don't know, maybe 20 minutes away from Abbeville when you come to Greenwood.
Oh, wow, that's
right.
Interesting.
We'll just go there and call it home.
Well, you'll have to go over there maybe and get your picture taken underneath the sign or something.
Yes,
that's
absolutely
a good idea.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. But, Bill, you have been playing for years and years, and let's see, I understand that your father was a cotton sharecropper and a moonshiner.
Yes, he was.
Did you ever run any moonshine?
No. Luckily, I got away from Mississippi before that part of my life came about.
Oh, okay. All right. You moved to, so you went to Chicago, correct?
Right, uh-huh.
So what made you go to Chicago?
What's that again?
What made you want to go to Chicago?
Well, really and truly, I didn't have no other choice because my whole family moved away at that particular time.
Oh, okay. All right. Uh-huh. And I understand that you like to listen to Muddy Waters, Mighty Joe Young. Is that right?
Let's see. Well, you know, Mighty Joe Young... Well, I played with him several times over the years and stuff, and, most of all those Chicago guys, was on my list and everything.
But really, it's when gospel is where you really got your first break.
That's where I started it, absolutely. Started out playing in basic storefront churches around Chicago. And got a break to go national, with a national gospel review. And I did that for quite a few years. And then I got an opportunity to play with Little Milton Campbell. And that's been over 40-some years ago, and I'm still at it.
You know, it had to be an exciting time to be living in Chicago back in the 1960s.
Oh, yes, it was. It really was.
Did you?
A lot of great things was going on in Chicago back then.
Yeah, you got to have a lot of great memories of being up there and everything. What do you think was one of the what made you get into blues from gospel? Because, we hear that a lot, where a lot of people start out in gospel and then end up going into the blues.
Right. Well, see, in my case, I have to tell it just like it is. It was because of money. I saw an opportunity to make, way more money than I was making in gospel. So it didn't take too long for me to make the decision.
When they passed the plate, there just wasn't that much left over for the gospel singers, right?
Well, they always used to tell us, we weren't supposed to be singing for money. We were supposed to be singing for the Lord, So, and my response was, well, the Lord don't help us fill up, these gas tanks out here.
that is pretty cool. How did, and now, Shy, how did you get into singing with your dad?
I've been singing with my dad, oh, gosh, for about 20 years now. We started out with a family band called the Perrys, and my brother was also involved in it, and that's where it all began. I was still in school, in high school.
Okay. And did this just come natural, or you just were forced into this? Which was it?
Oh, I like to think it's all natural. I cut my first album when I was 8 years old, and the story, I think how it goes, was that I was always singing and dancing around the house, so my dad was like, well, wait just a second. Let's see, you know, if we actually put her to the test, what can come of it. So that was a real amazing experience, cutting two songs when I was about 8 years old.
Wow, and how did they turn out?
Oh, they turned out beautifully. One of them is called I'm Just a Little Bad Kid. And it's not too far from the truth. And the other one was called Having Fun. And to this day, I still remember them. It's like it just happened yesterday. I can play the song. Well, I play bass keyboard as well. And I can play it and sing it just like it happened yesterday.
You know, I think that's terrific. You know, so many times I talk to artists, and it seems like, I'm trying to remember the story. Oh, I think it's Hack Bartley, our own Hack Bartley here, who was put up on the grocery counter and danced and sang for everybody when he was 5 or 6 years old. And, you know, you hear all these stories about how it starts so early.
Yeah, it seems like that's a pretty common trait when it comes to singers and musicians. Some people start out 3 years old singing, especially church and stuff, right?
That's right, absolutely.
You know, it really is amazing, though, today how YouTube has really changed the discovery of people, though, too, isn't it?
Oh, it really has. I mean, you have your average person that can end up with, you know, 50,000 YouTube hits, and next thing you know, they're a star, and all they were doing was singing in their bedroom. And so it's amazing how the technology has changed the music industry.
Absolutely. So just for the record, how do you go out on your own, or are you and your dad and the team, or what do you do? Shy.
Well, we are kind of a team. You know, we kind of do a duo type situation and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, we got a pretty upbeat, energetic show and everything. Well, I guess so. You know, we kind of been at it a long time here.
Well, Bill, how old are you? Or how young are you?
How young am I?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Let's just say if you started at one, it would probably take you about 2 weeks. You know, I turned 67 years old in another month.
67? Well, that's not too bad.
No, not too bad.
Are you sure it's 67?
But he says he's 27.
Yeah, I understand that. Do you know Mac Arnold?
Mac Arnold.
I've heard of Mac Arnold.
Okay. He was on our show last week. I think he just had a birthday, and I think he just turned 72, and he just opened a restaurant here up the street in Greenville, and he's touring and traveling, and he goes into the schools and teaches kids. So, you know, you're a babe when you compare yourself against Mac Arnold.
Oh, that's true.
That's true. Well, listen, you are going to be coming and being on the CenturyLink stage Friday night from 7 to 8:15. Then you're going to be back on the CenturyLink stage 3:15 to 4:45 on Saturday. So this is going to be an awesome experience. If you've never been here, this is where you're going to eat a lot of good barbecue from a lot of different places, and you'll be having a good time and hearing a lot of great music too. So yeah. I wanted to play one of your songs. I had That's All Right by Howl and Mad Perry here. And if you all stay on the line just a second, we'll play a little of the song, and then I want to say goodbye and wish you all good luck. So stay right with us. Here comes your song right here on WCRS, right here
thank
in Greenwood.
Thank you.
The way you treat me is a shame. I'm still with you like I'm hooked on a chain. You're so mean when we pass that light. And then you go, that's all right, that's all right. That's all right, that's all right.
Oh, I think that's Shy singing right there.
Yes,
that's all right, that's all right. You're making money. Living wild, you spend it like money's going out of style. Have to beg you to pay some bills.
that's all right. I don't know. Are you sure, Shy, that's all right, that you're making this money and spending it as fast as you can get it?
That is all right.
That is all right. Yeah, so anyways, listen, thanks so much for calling in. I hope I get by to see your shows Friday night. That's, again, Friday night, 7 to 8:15 on the CenturyLink main stage, and then 3:15 to 4:45 on Saturday on the CenturyLink main stage. You guys have a blast, and I know people are going to love you. Thanks so much for calling us this afternoon.
Well, thank you so much for the interview. We really appreciate it. We'll see you in a few days.
All right. That sounds great. Bye-bye, Shy. Bye-bye, Bill. All right, that's going to do it. We're going to hear, we're going to join, actually, South Carolina News in Progress. Having a good time here this afternoon. Don't you go away.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Schedule here. If I forget to say something, you might have to write it on the pad. Okay? These are the jobs, okay?
We have another artist on the phone. It's the one and only Gail Storm. She's been traveling Route 66 and so much more. Let's take a listen, and then we're going to talk to Gail. I've got Gail Storm on the line with us. Hey, Gail, have you been on Route 66?
I sure have, Ann. And I'm glad to be on your show right now. Thanks so much.
Well, it's great to have you on the show. I tell you what, I think Diana Krall must have copied your style.
You know what? Thank you so much. A lot of people do say I sound like her, combination of her and Marcia Ball.
Yeah.
You know, when you throw in the boogie woogie.
I'm telling you what, you know, and you can play some boogie woogie, honey.
Thank you so much. I love doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, this is this going to be your second or your third trip down here to Greenwood?
You know, I think it's the third one, and I am totally looking forward to it. I can't wait. I love the town, and I just love the music. I love the barbecue that comes along with the Greenwood, the festival.
Right.
And I just can't wait.
Well, you know, you always are doing something exciting. Have you been on the road and been anywhere truly exciting in this last year?
Well, probably the highlight was playing in Hong Kong and being on the Hong Kong radio. That was a lot of fun. So always fun to, you know, play in completely new places.
Wow. So how did they like you in Hong Kong?
Oh, they loved me. They loved the blues, so that's great. Yeah, we had a lot of fun.
How long were you there?
Actually, I was in Asia for about 5 weeks, so Hong Kong was about 3 or 4 sweltering days.
Yeah, it's hot over there, isn't it? Did you just get
very,
back?
Yeah, very, very humid.
Yeah, very humid. Well, I think the weather's going to be pretty darn nice. We're looking at a high, I think, of about 90 down here. That's pretty cool because we have had it close to 100 during the Festival of Discovery and Blues Cruise, so this should be a welcome change.
I totally can't wait.
Yeah, and where are you at right now?
Right now, I'm in Greenville. I played at the Rhythm and Brews last night, and we'll be heading out to the... I was on the TV today, and then I was... we're heading out to the festival tomorrow. I'll be coming back on Saturday and playing at the Grill 33 with Tez Sherrard on drums, and he is, like, beyond awesome, and some special guests. And then we head back to New York, and I'll be playing in New York, North Carolina at Petra's on Sunday. So we're having a lot of fun here.
Yeah, and did you bring your pal down here with you so you all could have some fun?
Yes, my roadie Janet is here with us.
Okay. Well, I've met her before, so that's what I was thinking, that y'all kind of have a wild time and leave the guys behind, right?
That's right. That's what we do.
Yeah, I knew it. Now,
Mom's
you know, one thing that we need to tell everybody is that actually you didn't start out in music. You actually went to USC as an art major.
This is true. Yeah, I couldn't decide between the music and the art because they've always been passions of mine. So actually, my roommate during orientation said, you know what, art, I was going to actually be a music major, and my roommate said, you know what, I think art is, you can get more jobs in art, so I was like, oh, you know, that's a good point, I'll just switch over and be an art major, and then while I was there, I turned into a philosophy major, and pursued it's all crazy, I ended up going somewhere else, I went to Notre Dame, and I got my master's in philosophy, and later became an art therapist, I had art therapy training at the Institute in Columbia, South Carolina, and then I was the first art therapist in the Greenville Hospital System back in the day. Then I went up north, and I ended up being an art therapist, turning into a licensed, registered art therapist for 25 years. And I got laid off. You know, they're always cutting funding in the mental health field. So I just continued doing music, which I had started as really a hobby, and now I'm just doing it full time, and I love it.
You know, that just shows you there is possible more than one career in a person, isn't there?
That is true.
Yeah, and you know, I think sometimes maybe the second one is more exciting because you've toiled through the first one, right?
Well, I mean, the first one was exciting, but yeah, this is thrilling. I mean, there's a lot of extra benefits with this. I mean, it's fun meeting new people like you, and you know, traveling around. It's a lot of fun, and obviously, just playing music is great.
Yeah, and you really get into it, girlfriend.
Thank you. And I'm looking forward to getting into it tomorrow night. I'm going to be at Flynn's, Maxwell's. That's a wine tasting bar, which is so fun. And I actually
have you been there before, Gail?
Yeah, I was
the wine tasting bar. Yes, tell us about this, Gail.
Well, I highly recommend it. I mean, the owners are awesome over there, and so friendly and so accommodating. The wine is great, craft beer. So. And actually there, I play a little more jazz stuff, too, because that usually goes really nice with wine. So I'll do, like, kind of more blues jazz there, you know, along with boogie-woogie and traditional blues. And then on Friday, I'm going to be in the tent, I think at noon.
Noon
to
1 p.m. on Friday.
Later at Polo's, and you'll hear some more traditional blues and boogie-woogie there.
And then you'll be at Polo's Friday night.
Yeah, Polo's at, I think, 9
9
o'clock.
9 to midnight, so. Yeah. Well, you know what? People cannot miss you. I play your music all the time because, I love mess around, and I remember you sent me a message one morning. You were listening on the stream, and you said, how can somebody have so much energy at 9 o'clock in the morning? So, anyways, Mess Around is one of my favorites, but I wanted to play, I really like this song, and as we close out here, Gail, Wild Women Don't Have the Blues. I think this is one of your bestest songs just for telling it the way it is. So I want to play this song. I'm going to let you go if you want to go. You can stay on the line, but we're going to finish up with this song. And we look forward to seeing you. In fact, hopefully Thursday night I'll get by and see you at Flynn's.
Oh, I hope so. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
All right. Well, thank you.
Look forward to seeing you and everybody else there.
All right. Look forward to it. Gail Storm, the one and only, right here on WCRS. Here comes her song, Wild Women Don't Have the Blues. They just get rid of them. Here you go. Bye-bye,
okay.
Gail.
All right, bye-bye, Gail.
I hear these women raving about their monkey men, about their fighting husbands and their no-good friends. These poor women sit around all day and moan, wondering why their wandering wives don't come home. Wild women don't have no blues. Now when you got a man, don't ever be on the square, 'cause if you do, he'll have a woman everywhere. I never was known to treat no one man right. I keep him working hard both day and night. Wild women don't worry. Wild women don't have no blues.
Thursday night at Flynn's, Friday noon to 1 and the main stage, and Friday night at Polo's, 9 to midnight. Hey, we're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Don't you go away.
Jack Collier, famed master wood carver and woodworking expert, has worked in famed libraries, celebrity houses, and even the U.S. State Department. This master is now here doing custom works, exquisite restoration, and now your heirloom refinishing. One of the world's best right here for your benefit. Call Jack, 998-4611. That's 998-4611.
We're listening to a little of the Blues Doctors with Adam Gusso on the harmonica, percussion and vocals, and Alan Gross on the guitar with vocals.
Thank you.
That's Watermelon Man is the name of the song. I thought it was appropriate for this time of the year. That is by the Blues Doctors. Who are the Blues Doctors? Adam Gustaf. And he does harmonica and percussion and vocals. Alan Gross is also on the guitar and vocals for the Blues Doctors. Now, Adam was supposed to give us a call, and I don't know if you remember, but I remember very well back in 2008, Adam, who actually was on the bill as Satan and Adam from back in 2008, they were here. He was playing with another gentleman that he had, actually, I think if I remember the story correctly, had brought this gentleman who had been an awesome harmonica player back around, and he was an elderly gentleman, but really helped him, and he also, of course, learned a lot from him. So I was really looking forward to talking to him. He also has a line of YouTube videos that he does to promote his teaching people how to play the blues harmonica. Since he's not here, I thought we might go ahead and play it anyway. So here's a clip from one of them.
There are three kinds of people in the world. Those who don't give a
darn
about blues harmonica. Those who always wished they could play. And those who can play. What kind of person are you? According to Google, Modern Blues Harmonica is the number one blues harmonica website in the world. It's a one-man shop started by a slightly crazed visionary who had this idea that blues harmonica teaching could be shared with the world in a straightforward, no-nonsense, precise but soulful way. This is Adam Gusso, the host of Modern Blues Harmonica. I'm the guy in the video sitting in front of the old green truck. No geckos, no BS, just instructional videos and tab sheets that will get your foot in the door and have you honking, wailing, and playing the blues. Won't you come and join me? Modern Blues Harmonica.
That's right, and if you'd like to play the blues harmonica, you can actually go to his website, modernbluesharmonica.com. You can also check him out on YouTube. He has a whole series of YouTube videos on how to play the blues harmonica. So I do wish we had gotten him on the phone this afternoon. It would have been a blast to talk to him a little bit about some of this. But he also is a professor, writer, musician, and a music teacher. He's currently a associate professor of English. I don't actually have where it is here, but for some reason I think it was somewhere in the South, if I remember correctly, but maybe down in Mississippi. But yes, he is a professor and does his music too. So he's been doing his YouTube videos since 2007, and it looks like there are 300 and two videos on how to play the blues harmonica. So I tell you what, do we have a little? No, we're out of time. I guess we'll play some of his music a little later. But right now it is 5 o'clock. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Coming up at 5:06, I am assured that MJ Vaughn will be on the phone with us. So make sure you keep it right here on WCRS.
Does this make sense? We buy your gold, diamonds, jewelry, coins, sterling silver at the highest prices, paying extra for fine jewelry and quality, and we're always buying your diamonds and colored stones too. But we sell at the lowest prices, from diamonds to gemstone jewelry to sterling silver pieces and antique and estate jewelry. Always lowest prices for quality jewelry. See us today, Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6613.
All right, yes, this is Ann Eller right back here with you. And I tell you what, I'm going to play a little bit of the song for you right here. It's called Frigidaire Woman. Now, I'm not really sure whether he is putting forth a certain brand or what exactly it means, but I'm going to play a little bit, and then I'm going to ask him about it. That's right. I've got Maurice John Vaughn on the phone with us, so let's listen to a little, and then we're going to ask him about his song here. Here, Maurice John Vaughn. I was reading over his bio here, and it says, "I don't want to be known as a heavy." How you doing, Maurice?
I'm doing good. I'm kind of light right now.
Yeah. Well, I was just kind of interested in that song because, there's all these different brands, but I never really thought of Frigidaire in the genre that you were using it there.
Yeah, well, actually, that song was sung by my co-worker. He's with us. He's a trombone player, B.J. Emery. See, B.J. is in the band. I've been knowing him over 30 years, and it's a short story to go with that. It was a guy, we were in Cleveland, and a guy handed us a tape. He said, "This is my band, and these are my songs here. Would you like to see if you'd like to do that one of those songs?" Sun Seals did the song first, and then BJ decided he wanted to do it. And he's going to be singing it when we were down there this weekend. So this guy's name is Tim Mattson. He is a good blues man around Cleveland area there.
Well, that's
and a guitar player. Mm-hmm.
Well, that sounds great. Hey, listen, I was looking at here. It says that did you play the Gut Bucket at one time?
Yeah, we do play some older style blues, and that's why we kind of people have seen me play some mostly because a lot of my songs are like a Howlin' Wolf or John Lee Hooker or Elmore James. I like the older generation stuff too, as well. You know,
absolutely.
So a lot of the tunes that I was doing was a lot of the older style blues. You know, because I played with a lot of the older guys, you know, back then. I played with Luther Allison, Sun Seals, and Jimmy Walker. Jimmy Walker was 90 when he recorded with me on my CD. So
how about that?
You know, so some of the older guys, I got handed to them. You know, they have a lot of blues in them, and I was glad to be a part of that.
Well, you know, that really has to have been an exciting for you to be able to play with them. But how did you get started in the blues?
Well, actually, I got started in R&B at first. Soul music, we played everything on the radio that we would listen to. That was back in the early 70s. And then in 1979, I met Phil Guy, Buddy Guy's brother. Unfortunately, he passed away a couple of years ago. And he kind of got us going on the road with the blues and everything because he said, I need a blues band for 5 weeks. And we were out of work, so, hey, let me tell you, I packed my bags.
So, you like to say you're a quick study, I guess, huh?
Oh, no. Well, we had been playing blues,
okay.
But we hadn't been playing it steadily like that, see. So my blues is kind of mixed with the soul and R&B like that. But when we started playing with Phil, we would start playing blues all the time, and that's when I started, you know, playing more blues to go with that, you know.
Well, that's really fascinating. You know, one of the things I was reading about is that you like to work in the schools, and take the music into the schools.
Sometimes, yeah, I played on some programs that similar to the ones that kind of Billy Branch started. That, you know, then and Fruitland Jackson does a lot of those things like that. I haven't done a lot of them, but I've done some. Mainly, I got kind of recruited, drafted to do something like that with when my son was pretty young, and I went into just to play for his class, and then the teacher said, "Oh no, we're going to be in the auditorium today," you know, and then I end up playing for everybody, you know, so I had to come up with a program pretty quick. So
it's amazing how those things happen, isn't it?
Yeah, a little more than interesting for me.
Yeah, that's true. Do you know? Do you happen to know Mac Arnold?
No, I don't know him personally, but I've heard of him. Plate Full of Blues. There.
Right, Plate Full of Blues. Well, he actually has a foundation that goes into the schools. It's called Blues for the Schools, and
right.
His foundation is I Can Do Anything, and they actually go in and take instruments and teach the kids how to play.
Right.
Yeah, I think
right.
That's pretty fascinating.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it is
wonderful. And I applaud him for that. And there's many Blues in the Schools programs now that have been started up. And thank goodness for that. You know, that helps kids all over because you can't be everywhere at one time. You know, Matt can't be everywhere. I can't be everywhere. And Fruitland is still doing some things like that, Fruitland Jackson. And Billy Branch, when he has time, he still does some things like that, you know. And many programs have been started like that, and we're thankful for them, too.
Absolutely. You know? So what instruments do you concentrate on today when you play? Instruments do you concentrate on when you play today?
Oh, well... I like the guitar, and keyboard. So I'm going to be doing the mostly guitar and keyboard on my show, and mostly the saxophone I do now is in the recording studio, or you know when I'm playing other gigs with other people.
Sure.
Then they want me to play saxophone sometimes.
And it says here that you played at the White House during Bill Clinton's presidency.
Yes, I did.
How was that?
That was wonderful. We stood in line about 2 hours just to shake hands with him, and then we were able to take a picture and shake hands with him, you know. And so that was the wonderful part of it for me. What wasn't too wonderful was the Secret Service guys told us we couldn't video or anything like that, you see. So that kind of led me down there because I wanted to get kind of like a video or some pictures of the event. But we had to let the White House photographer to take the pictures. And then we were told that we couldn't take any pictures. And so,
oh, bummer.
But I saw people taking pictures, you know, after you know the big Secret Service guys walked away. But I wasn't about to challenge them. So,
well, that's pretty cool. So you played for them. You know, it's too bad you couldn't have gotten President Clinton out there with his saxophone. That would have been awesome.
Right. Everybody asked me that. Did he play my saxophone? Because I actually played saxophone on that gig. You know, Son Seals was a guitar player, you know, he passed away a couple of years ago as well, you know, and So I was, I just got called just to play that gig with him, you know, and
right.
It was really nice, you know. It was back in 1999, I think it was.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Now, you're coming down here. Let's see, you live up in the Chicago area, correct?
Yes.
And you're coming down here, and you and Shirley Johnson are going to be performing.
Right, and I perform with Shirley every now and then, and we've did some recordings together, and she's sang a few of my songs, and we put together. I did some arrangements on some of her songs, like that, you know. So we worked together quite a bit over the past 16 years or so.
Yeah, I understand. Let's see, you are going to be performing Thursday right here in Greenwood. In fact, you are the opening event for the Blues Cruise, the Uptown,
yeah.
Yep, 6 to 8:30 on Thursday on the CenturyLink main stage. And
right.
Then on Friday, you're going to be performing from 9 to midnight at T.W. Boone's, another great venue. We're looking forward to you coming down here. Now, you've been here before.
Yes, I've been to Greenwood. We came down there, and Donald Ray Johnson was our guest the last time we were down there. And I think Velvet McNair, she is a good, very, very fine vocalist. And unfortunately, she passed away last year, too, you know, so we're going to kind of do a little live tribute to her when my next live CD comes out. We have some recordings that she's sang on with us. So I'm going to put my next live CD. It'll be with Donald Ray Johnson, Velvet McNair, and B.J. Emery. B.J. is still playing trombone and singing, and Frigidaire Woman, as a matter of fact, in my band. So we'll be down there doing that. I got a song called The Telephone's Running My Life. I think it's helping. Yeah, I sent that one down there, too, you know, so hopefully you'll get a chance to spin that one before we get down there, too.
I will do it. I will do it. Well, listen, I appreciate you calling us so much. I certainly look forward to getting to at least say hello. I understand you guys are going to be on the road, and you got to get down here, so... Shirley, I think, is going to call us Friday morning on the air after the opening act on Thursday evening.
Okay, wonderful.
So we'll look forward to see you. Thank you so much, Maurice, John Vaughn, for calling us. It's good to have people still picking up the blues because, you know, you mentioned several people that have already passed on here.
Yes, this is nothing new, you know, but it's so many of friends of ours, you know, as you grow a little older, it happens a lot more regularly, just that you know so many people now in the business, if you weren't part of entertainment like that, you might not know so many people, and it seemed like it wasn't happening as much. But we're touched by so many people that are problem. We just lost a fantastic bass player, Mr. Nick Charles, about 4 or 5 days ago. See, so I won't even be able to attend the services until we. But we like to extend a hearty welcome and thankful all the friendship and all the support of the blues community out there in Radio Land.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. We look forward to seeing you on the stage tomorrow evening, 6 to 8:30, Uptown Greenwood on the CenturyLink main stage. If you get to hear him there, or if you don't, you can hear him again 9 to midnight at Friday night at T.W. Boone's. Bye-bye there, Maurice. Thanks for calling us in.
A pleasure to talk to you. Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to play some more of his music, but I may have another guest on the phone, but I need just 1 minute break here. So let's hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, how about a little Red Hot Mama? We had the Frigidaire Woman. Now we've got the Red Hot Mama. This is Robert Lighthouse. We've got him on the phone, but let's listen just a little bit.
I found in a mama, always on the bone. I find little mama, always on the bone. Red hot mama, ever five and tall. Big, big hip. Long black baby hair.
The Red Hot Mama. Well, I've got Robert Lighthouse here. He's performing this song. He is quite a guy. He was here in Greenwood, not last year, I don't think, but the year before. In fact, we had him in studio with his son, and he played for us, and his son told him what he should play, and we had a great time right here at WCRS. But right now, it's my great privilege to introduce to you Robert Lighthouse, originally from Sweden. How you doing today, Robert?
Doing great.
It's good to have you on the air with us here.
It's a little muggy up here in Washington.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I'm all packed, ready to come down for the festival tomorrow. So I'm going to start out early, like 6 in the morning, to make it down there.
Well, you know, I hope you can get some of the stink of Washington, D.C. off you and get down here in this good fresh air right here in Greenwood.
Great.
that sounds great. So how have you been doing since we last saw you?
Well, I've been, you know, traveling, touring in Russia. Like, I used to go there like 3 times a year.
Yeah, you said you really like to go to Russia. That's a great audience out there. But let's see if I can remember correctly. Wasn't there something about some long, long treks between towns and everything to get where you were going?
There certainly is long, you know, train rides or plane rides. But I like I like traveling by train, and used to have a great time on the train too. So it's just part of the deal, actually.
Yeah.
Then I was in Israel also in October for the first time, and that was, you know, very fantastic.
Where did you go? I missed what you said. Where did you go?
To Israel.
Israel. Oh, okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
So you have been.
I get that through because in Russia, my manager there knows this Israeli blues band. Their name is Sobo. So they invited me to come to Israel and to play because one of the owners, I mean, one of the bass player owns like five restaurants or clubs. So we did a little tour, like we were in Tel Aviv and Eilat and Jerusalem and another place outside of, I forget the name of it, but it was very nice.
I bet it was. Now, you know, when you look at playing in, in Russia and then going to Israel, what do you see as some of the big differences in the audiences, shall we say, over there and the audiences here in the USA?
I mean, you know, the audience all depends on also the venue, I mean, if you're in a theater or some place, the audience would be different here too, if you play in the theater here. But I understand your question. And, of course, in America, people, you know, they know these songs. A lot of people know blues, so it's, you know, part of, I would say now, since I've been living here for almost 30 years, our folk music, or at least I'm playing it, so it's, you know, for them, it's something different.
Do you think that, do they pay attention more when you're in Europe than maybe what they do here in the USA?
That could, of course, I mean, in Europe or Russia, they would pay attention because it's very, very special. Like here, to come in and hear some blues, it's sort of not, unless, you know, you're very famous, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Here, the, yeah. But,
well, that's cool.
It's both good and bad because here also people, you know, they get up and dance maybe a little easier than they would in Russia. They're a little more, some places they're taught to be, you know, sit very quiet and listen, which is nice on one hand, but you don't want to be rigid either.
Yeah, that's true,
And that's sort of, then some people can do a great job of getting the people to loosen up to start, you know, like this week, it was the Folk Life Festival there in, or past week, was the Folk Life Festival in Washington, D.C.
Right.
So they had Kenya and China. And the Kenyans certainly knew how to get the people going and jump down on the dance floor and showed how to dance and showed them, I mean, their dances and to get the people involved and to sing along. And so it's up to the, you know, the performer a lot of time how to...
Absolutely. Now,
yeah.
I think it's a real interesting story, Robert. You know, you're a native of Sweden. You came to the United States at the age of 18, and I would like to know what made you want to come to learn about the Mississippi Delta Blues, and then you ended up living in Washington, D.C., and developed quite a audience up there. Can you just give us the short version of how this all came together?
Yes, I was out in Montana, and there I met Bethann, who, you know, we met there and fell in love, and then later we married, and she's from, we're not together anymore, but we are still very good friends, and I'm friends with the family, but she was, you know, her family's from, she's a true Washingtonian, born and raised here in Washington.
Okay.
So that's how I ended up here.
That's how you ended up there?
And then, you know, I mean, we moved around a little. We moved to San Francisco for a while and tried that out. But we ended up coming back after a little bit. And then, you know, so.
Well, I understood you became quite a street musician back in 1988. That must have been tough, though.
Well, say that again.
I said in 1988 you became a street musician in Washington, D.C. and got quite a following. That must have been tough.
Yeah, it was great times. We were young and we were newlyweds and we had a small apartment downtown. And so we lived, she's an artist also, so we sort of lived a bohemian lifestyle you know, we're just trying to make money for rent and food, and that's what we didn't have any kids, and so things, you know, it was great.
Like
money wasn't the big concern. Big main concern was to do and you know do what you wanted.
Sure. Oh, well, I understand.
What we wanted to do, and then try to get somewhere with you know, just. But you know, so it was very. That was a fun time.
Oh, I bet it was. And now, of course, your music. I guess you spent a lot of time studying with the harmonica, and you play the harmonica and the guitar at the same time. Correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
So there was street years. You know, there's a very good school, so to speak, because you get to know the immediate feeling people, because they don't have to be there. I mean, they stop it only if they want to. It's not like when you're setting up in the club, the people are sort of there, so they have to. So you see what works and what doesn't, you know, and you play every day, so you're getting your your chops and all that. Plus, you could take a coffee break with everyone, no one telling you what to do and when to do it. You could just decide, and then, so the money was okay, and that was nice. And then I started, people come up and ask me to play in their clubs, and then I joined Charlie Sayles' band, and I toured with him in Holland and Belgium and so forth, and we played around the East Coast, up and down,
Where do you prefer to play, here in the U.S. or overseas, just out of curiosity?
I love it here in the U.S., just to live here and to play here. But, of course, it's fun to travel, and so it all has its, great...
Each has its advantages?
It's great aspects,
So I guess you consider yourself pretty blessed to be able to do both, huh?
Very blessed.
Very
I don't
blessed.
Think sometimes I realize how my manager in Russia says, no one, Robert, has gone 6 seconds to Siberia and Russia so often as you have. And he knows because he was road manager for Aquarium. That was like the biggest Russian first. Big rock band in Russia, and they went everywhere. So I mean, I was that the whole thing. It was, my friend Max Fisher up here in Washington is the one that called me out of the blue and asked me, "Do I want to go to Russia?" And then that's how that happened later.
I guess you just have to be. I think the thing about people of your generation and everything is. I think we were more open to doing things than a lot of people are today.
Oh, like the young people?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I thought the young people don't want to travel or
I don't think it's
or?
Well, I can say definitely down here in the South, if you said, "Come on, let's go to Russia," I think you might have them saying, "Why are we going and for how long?" and a lot of other questions. Whereas just saying, go to Russia? Sure, I'd love to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's from that standpoint.
Right. Oh, that was a funny story, too, because he was, that's because here in the States, sometimes the money, you have to really kind of kick some, to pay rent. So the guy goes, "Yeah, you're going to play four shows." And, it doesn't pay that much, but they take care of it. It's like $500. So I was like, "That's fine." I was ready to go there for $500. Then I found out it was $500 per show. I was like, "Wow, that's great."
That was great. Well, listen, Robert, you're going to be playing 2:15 to 3 p.m. Friday on the CenturyLink main stage, 9 to midnight at the Mill House, a great venue. And then it looks like 11 to 12 on Saturday on the main stage. Looking forward to having you right here in Greenwood.
Thank you so much.
And I'm going to close it out. If I can quit coughing here, I'm going to close it out with a little more of your Red Mama, Red Hot Mama. Everybody's got to go see Robert Lighthouse. Thanks so much for calling us, Robert.
I'm looking forward to seeing you down there and everybody else the coming.
Sounds great.
All right, see you soon. Thank you.
Quest.
That's a little more of Robert Lighthouse here on WCRS. Robert is a great harmonica blues player and also plays the guitar. He has been here before, although not last year. It was the year before. He was actually here with his son. I talked to him earlier today. He said he's not bringing his son this time because it's just really a short trip. But he will be 2:15 to 3 p.m. Friday on the CenturyLink main stage, 9 to midnight on Friday at the Mill House, and 11 to noon on Saturday on the CenturyLink main stage. So I hope you're going to get out and see all these artists. I hope having them on the air for you to listen to some of their music and get to know them a little bit more personally has made it fun for you. It certainly is fun for me. And thanks so much for listening right here on WCRS, live in the studios at Sharp Facets Gallery. By the way, don't forget to go online, WCRS1450AM.net. Sign up for our biggest barbecue bonanza giveaway. Everything from meat to fish to coolers to equipment to charcoal. Hey, you can't miss out on this deal, but you can if you don't sign up. You know, there's a phrase, if you don't sign up, you can't win. We'll be giving it away next Friday, not this Friday, next Friday, July 18th. So get those votes in, get those ballots in, so that you can be our grand prize winner for the biggest barbecue bonanza giveaway. Hey, don't forget, we've got two great cookbooks that come with this deal. So if you want to cook, you got to be cooking right with us on WCRS. And don't forget, on Saturday morning, 8 in the morning to 12 at Sharp Facets Gallery, you are going to want to come by and check out our yard sale, our tent sale, whatever you'd like to call it. We got a big tent. We're going to be out front. We're going to have all kinds of goodies, from swords to shark's teeth to sterling silver charms and so much more. We're cleaning out our warehouse, finding stuff we never even knew we had. Well, we may have known we had it, but we forgot we had it. But we are going to be there Saturday morning, 8 to 12, and we're going to be cleaning house so we have space for more things coming in. Hey, this is WCRS right here in Greenwood, South Carolina. Bye-bye, everybody.